This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour together. The togetherness here is really swell, isn't it? The DJV show on the air with Jennifer Horn, she's swell. Victoria Keelan, she's swell. Kara Schillen, she's swell, and she's here, which is a great thing. A plus for all of you and all of us is that we are all together to discuss the people, places, and things that are a part of our lives and our world to a point. I don't want them to overcome us, but lots of interesting conversation, including the trending things. Victoria, what do you find trending in the research that you're doing?
Well, apparently there was a 7.6 magnitude earthquake that struck in the Caribbean just north of Honduras, and the main concern was that it would have a tsunami effect on the U.S. East Coast and the Gulf of Mexico. Apparently, weather services are now saying that there is no threat, that that will not happen. I guess the way that the earthquake struck was in a different pattern or something than they initially had thought. But it could have been, the way, when you look at the map, it definitely could have been pretty devastating right in the center of the Gulf. Mm-hmm. So, thankfully, that didn't happen. And then the other trending item in the celebrity world is Michelle Williams, the actress who was in All the Money in the World, and she's in currently in The Greatest Showman. Apparently, it came out that when they did the reshoots after Kevin Spacey was replaced by Christopher Plummer, that Mark Wahlberg was paid millions to reshoot, and Michelle Williams got $80 a day. That's the big rumor that came out.
Yeah.
And so, of course, in the wake of all of the Time's Up movement and everything else and the gender pay gap in Hollywood, this is making a lot of headlines. She's very, very under the radar. She has no social media accounts. She never really does interviews, so she's not commenting. But a lot of other actresses, like Jessica Chastain, apparently are commenting on her behalf, saying that this was completely wrong.
Well, is that true, or is it a rumor? What's the truth
it's
here?
It's a report by USA Today saying that she was paid $1,000 total compared to his $1.5 million, and that when they went to do reshoots, she was very, I guess, not grateful, maybe not the right word, but thankful that they were getting rid of Kevin Spacey in light of everything going on, and that I guess she was told by her agent that all of the actors were donating their time for reshoots, which is, I think, why she settled for such a low amount of money and was not aware that her agent was also working to get Mark Wahlberg a bunch more money.
So I guess they were not agent.
Yeah, they were not all donating their time. She was the only one donating
but
her time.
But the weird thing is the director had said that no one was paid for reshoots. So everyone seems to have a different story in this film. So I think that, I don't know if she'll eventually say anything. Like I said, she is notoriously private. But, she needs a new agent. So
yeah,
she's a great actress.
Immediately. Yeah, help yourself to a new agent, baby.
Yep.
So let's go back.
Someone should pick her up.
To the tsunami for a second, or the potential for a tsunami, why or how or who decided that tsunami should be spelled with a T? Why is tsunami
the biggest story of the day?
Spelled with a T.
Same person who decided czar, it should be spelled CZ or TS or whatever.
Right.
Same person.
Right. So we'll take it up with him or her. Or probably it's a woman, because women tend to go to excess. They add words.
After we do the Michelle Williams story and a complete lack of excess, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Why would you relate the two things?
I don't know. Why would you say that about women? Just a random thing.
To get a rise out of this review, which worked perfectly. Thank you very much.
Lord.
Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara, I give you the three ladies on the DJV show. So here's from the People Department, Steve Bannon and his foolishness teamed up with his ego and his whatever else. I guess ego is maybe the strongest thing I can say about Steve Bannon stepping down from his post at Breitbart. Does anybody see this is not a tsunami? in terms of conversation, is it? Jennifer, you would normally take the lead in something. Well, the two of you, between Victoria and Jennifer, you want to have a comment about Bannon. I say good riddance. The less we see and hear of him, the better.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's your opinion. I don't take away everything that Steve Bannon has done. I think Steve Bannon is a smart person, which makes me wonder exactly what in the world he was thinking in all of this, because he really essentially lost everything from a public and political sense. He lost his donors. He lost the access to the president. He lost access to the White House. Now he lost his job at Breitbart, lost his job at Sirius. There was really no gain here. So it does make you wonder what exactly was in his mind by allowing this person access, this Michael Wolff access to the White House at least 12 times with this book, Fire and Fury. Bannon says that what's printed in the book is not exactly what he said. But there's an easy way for us to prove that, and that is to call on Michael Wolff to release the tapes. And then you have proof as to who said what and where. I wouldn't take away from Steve Bannon the contribution that he made in identifying the message of frustrated Americans, because there are a lot of them out there, whether people want to believe it or not.
Yeah.
He was able to help identify and refine that message for the president, but, you know, sometimes you believe your own press, and you let your ego get out of control, and that looks like what was the case here.
No, what I sort of said, his ego, all about him, that sort of thing. I think he's also... Interestingly enough, with the comments that I made and got lots of starch for yesterday about the president's state of mind mentally, I think this guy is in pretty much the same place. I think there's something there that he is very smart, and he has been very helpful in some ways. I don't care for his approach because I don't like that all. What is the? It's kind of like the Three Musketeers, all for one or one for all. That seems to be him. And a lot of people get over-excised when it comes to their own egos and their sense of importance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The old, we've got to put on our pants one leg at a time and take a shower every day and go to the bathroom, applies to him as well, although I'm not sure that he took a shower every day. But the essence of him, what he brought, Jennifer, nobody, I'm not trying to take it away. There are probably others who just don't like him because they don't like his point of view.
That's one thing to say. He brought, you know, attention to certain things. He also brought attention to a lot of bad stuff. I think that's why people who don't like Steve Bannon, whether they're on the right or the left, are probably happy that he's just gone, because he brought to light a lot of really negative stuff in this country that even internationally people are like, what the heck is going on with this guy?
Well, but there's a lot of negative stuff, Victoria, going on. There's a lot of negative stuff going on that ought to be brought to the surface. Whether he brought the right stuff to the surface remains to be seen. But there is a lot of stuff in this country that needs
to... Well, without getting into it, I mean, he gave a voice to a group of people who really didn't deserve to have the kind of voice and platform that they were given because of his prominence in the campaign and in the White House. So why people and I don't even want to say people on the left, people who just are against this whole white supremacist BS, he was largely responsible for giving a huge platform to those people. So I don't think too many people are going to be sad that Steve Bannon is out of the spotlight now.
Back to what I said about whether there should be consideration given, maybe I'm taking it one step too far because I said consideration ought to be given to the president because of things that I think people have convinced me are going on with him. I don't know enough about Steve Bannon, and honestly, I don't really care that much about him. I think he was a distraction from the real things that are going on. There was, for example, yesterday, out of the corner of my eye, I caught a couple of Democrats when I was watching some newscast say that there was a deal being made with the president. We can make a deal with him.
Well,
I don't know what it was about.
You know, because you have been talking about the president having dementia. I wish that you would have watched yesterday the bipartisan meeting that was held at the White House, which for the first time ever, it was historic. The press was allowed inside this meeting. It was a cabinet meeting with top level members of Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, both members of the House and the Senate. And they talked about a bipartisan fix for immigration, including the wall, including DACA, and including comprehensive immigration reform that would have included the end to chain migration and to the lottery system. And it was amazing. Everybody, whether you were a Republican or Democrat, people were going crazy on Twitter watching this meeting because it was the first time we were ever allowed access to something like that. It was so interesting to watch. And what I saw was a president who was informed, a president who was very much up to speed on the issue, who was very much engaged with the process of being president and with the good of the country, and someone who was working to make a deal between Democrats and Republicans. This was not someone who was, that looked like someone who was inept or stupid or demented or somehow unengaged, not wanting to be president. And for anybody who is really buying into this Michael Wolff book, I think they should watch yesterday's meeting and see if it depicts what he's talking about, because the president did a great job, and he was working with Democrats just as much as he was working with Republicans, and I believe he's going to get something done with immigration.
I don't think we can take away, depending on the time of day, actually. What time of day was this? Midday, morning, afternoon?
I was watching it, it's probably about 10, 11 o'clock Pacific time, so.
So early afternoon. In the east, yeah, okay. So that I ask that question because sometimes that has impact on how people who I don't want to keep digging this hole because it becomes another distraction. If things are getting done and a lot of people who have things going on with them mentally and otherwise, they can step up to the plate. They do step up to the plate. And sometimes under the right circumstances, there are things that can be, that they can do that will change what's going on with them because it's early enough into this. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not playing one on the radio, at least at this moment. I'm just telling you what my observation is based on people that I trust who are in that business tell me. So all of us are better off. The more good he does and the people in Washington do collectively, it's better for all of us. So to distract and pull away and do whatever this character or all these characters on CNN. What was it the other day? Was it Jake Tapper who ended some conversation with somebody from the White House because the audience wasn't, quote-unquote, being served? Who's Stephen Miller and why did that take place?
Stephen Miller is a senior White House advisor. He is probably the lead speechwriter for most of the addresses given by the president. Mm-hmm. He came in, he was hired by Corey Lewandowski, but he was brought in with the consent and blessing of Steve Bannon, and so he was an important interview to have over the weekend because he was the White House saying, we hate Steve Bannon. We don't believe anything he said. And he was the one they were parading out there to do that. And he got into an argument with Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper, from a perspective of being a show host, Jake Tapper, Stephen Miller was out of control at the end. Like, he was not being a controlled guest.
Uh-huh.
Steve Miller was showing the frustration of kind of the condescending nature, I think, of Jake Tapper. So the two of them were just going after each other. And apparently Stephen Miller, they had to ask him to leave because he wanted to continue the conversation after the interview was over. And Jake Tapper threw a cup at the wall saying he'll never have this guy on the air again. So I think the two
very
of them
mature.
just had a hard time with each other.
Okay. All right. So there it is, a good summation of some of the things that people are talking about. 19 past the hour. If you're taking supplements for ED, you can now get sildenafil. Sildenafil is the active ingredient in Viagra. It's a generic form. $2 a tablet is what it costs. Savings of $40 a dose. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or you can call them at 800-601-0310. 800-601-0310. People take note of that number one more time. It's a great way to save some money in an area that a lot of people, fill in the blanks. 800-601, that's an interesting choice of words, isn't it? Filling in the blanks. 800-601-0310.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals,
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Now 23, almost 24 after the hour, the focus on music. Every hour at this point in the hour, we have some musical stories, musical information. The Recording Academy announcing yesterday that legends Tina Turner, Queen, and Neil Diamond are this year's Lifetime Achievement Award winners for purposes of the Grammys. The Grammys will be airing on the 28th of this month at the Madison Square Garden. Wow, that's a big venue for the Grammys. Has it always been that they have big venues like that?
I always thought it was Radio City when it's in New York, and then it's in the Staples Center or something when it's out.
Yeah,
in LA.
They moved it to New York for the first time in a number of years. Didn't we mention that yesterday or note that yesterday? That's the first time that they've had it in New York for a number of years.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Yeah. Hal Blaine, Emmy Lou Harris, Louis Jordan, as opposed to Louis Jordan, and the Meters also receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award. The honor is determined by the Recording Academy's National Board of Trustees and is presented to performers who have made, quote, an impactful artistic contribution to the field of recording. That seems kind of a wide open box. The special award presentation ceremony is in at Madison Square Garden. So I'm trying to figure out, the Grammys are taking place on the 28th, so this is some other end. There's another achievement award in the summer. Why do they have two different awards?
Because they make a concert out of it, too. It's not just an award.
So they put the concert.
It's a
okay,
whole concert, yeah.
But isn't there sort of a concert that goes with, there are a lot of performers anyway, that would be on the Grammys, but it wouldn't be a concert per se. The concert is without talking about the award winners. Okay.
Right. It would be a concert in celebration of these specific honorees, which they don't do at the Grammys. I think...
Okay.
Does one person maybe get an award? No, that's the American Music Awards, the Icon, that, right? That's what Diana Ross got this year. But that's the American Music Awards. I don't think the Grammys do that.
There's so many award shows, it's hard to keep track of them.
I know,
them
it is. Yeah. They kind of blend into one another.
Yeah,
it is
they
rough.
Do. Yeah. All right, so talking about the Grammys, Steven Tyler is going to be joining in on the Grammy festivities, teaming up with Live Nation to hold the inaugural Janie's Fund Gala and Grammy Award viewing party. The event includes dinner, live auction, award show telecast, and a performance by Tyler and his band Loving Mary. All the proceeds from the event will benefit Janie's Fund, which is Tyler's charitable foundation in partnership with the National Family Services nonprofit Youth Villages, and they help girls heal after suffering abuse and neglect. The initiative is named after Aerosmith's hit song, Janie's Got a Gun. I remember that song. The event is more than a night out. It's a break on through the other side for these girls whose lives have been stunted, said Tyler. He also said, quote, it's an opportunity to learn of the valuable work that we'll be doing to get them there. Time to bring the awareness out of the darkness and into the light for these girls for all to see. So is this sort of another extension to what we're talking about with regard to the abuses in Hollywood? These are girls, young girls, who are abused in all sorts of ways, physically, emotionally, mentally, that are in this, that take advantage of this service?
I think it certainly fits along with the Me Too movement. I mean, there are plenty of young boys that also go through, you know, childhood abuse, but this is an issue that we don't really hear all that much about. I think people are kind of nervous or scared or don't want to talk about abuse of girls when they're kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no idea that Steven Tyler did this, which is pretty cool.
No, I didn't either. Yeah, it is. So anyway, they've raised so far in the 2 years they've been in existence $2.5 million to help out these youngsters. So that's certainly a good cause. He can be proud of himself for that, and people who help also can be proud of themselves. Good for all of you. 28 minutes after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Being insecure is understandable. Being unkind is not. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We are all insecure in some ways. Being insecure is understandable. The problem with insecurity is not the emotions that surround it. It's the actions that stem from it. When we're insecure, we have a tendency to work very hard to overcompensate. And whereas in terms of performance, insecurity might be a great motivating factor, when it comes to relationships and lashing out at others or otherwise being unkind to try to cover our insecurities, well, that's just plain not okay. Whatever you're insecure about, take comfort in knowing that all other people are also equally insecure. So there really is no need to overcompensate and be unkind. Instead, take some time to focus on working on your insecurities so that they don't bother you as much. For help with your self-talk, visit drchristianconti.com.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. Nah, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Found it! Nope, that's my son's birthday list.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Now 34 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. Happy to be in your presence. Tuesday, the 9th of January was yesterday. My sister's birthday. Had a nice chat with my sister. Happy birthday to anybody who's having a birthday today, which is the 10th. We're one-third of the way through the first month already.
Here we go.
This is Doug's favorite game. It's almost Christmas again.
Yes, it's almost Christmas. Yay!
4th of July. Summer's over.
All right, so thank you for finding the spirit inside of me. The dipstick department today, boys basketball team in Cincinnati, kicked out of the recreational leagues they were in for wearing uniforms bearing sexually suggestive names on the front and racially objectionable names on the back of their jerseys. The Cincinnati Premier Youth Basketball League. I remember I was in Cincinnati for 2.5 years doing the afternoon program on WCKY. There were lots of dipsticks in Cincinnati then, and it appears they haven't gone away. This is a suburb of Cincinnati, West Claremont. The team from Kings Mills, there were parents of the teams there were two teams, one from West Claremont, the other one was from Kings Mill, against whom the parents watching their children were playing. One team was called the Wet Dream Team. They noticed the names on the backs of the high school age boys. The jerseys had phrases like Negro and Knee, K-N-E-E and G-R-O-W, and Coon. So one of the parents of one of the players highlighted the eyebrow-raising jerseys in a post on Facebook asking how such attire and such a team name was deemed appropriate for kids who are in high school. By no means, quote, are we perfect parents or assume our teenage boys are innocent and don't speak of things like this, but I could never imagine allowing my teenager to represent his school or a league in this manner, let alone representing our family with this kind of filth. There's enough hate, bullying, and aggressive behavior in the world that these children and their parents and schools should not have to deal with something like this. Lewd innuendos on jerseys and team names in a school district representing a recreational basketball league. So I'm looking at these. They're not typos, not mistakes. There are other things that are less acceptable even than Negro and Coon that are on these shirts. And so you do wonder, well, the old apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So if these kids are like this, that means their parents are like this. Go ahead, Jen.
Right. But who, this is a recreational league, right?
Yes.
So this is
yes.
separate from school. But then yep. someone runs the league and someone must have approved of the printing of the t-shirts.
And
so there's some adult present. Right.
Like, are the kids picking these things?
Sounds like the kids are. And
looking
then someone
on the information that I'm seeing here, the actions and conduct of the team in question didn't comply with the mission of the league. So apparently
the
league's throwing it.
Why did they let them put the t-shirts up and show up for games?
Well, I think they didn't know it until they showed up. So whatever the local, whoever the authority was in charge of that particular team, adding to the reality. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff on the local television stations, the Cincinnati Inquirer, all over this, and one of the people in the very active, at least from what I remember being there in the 80s, very active NAACP there, and the first vice president of the group said, quote, this is a teachable moment for the teens to understand how these words are hurtful. They're inflammatory. They are divisive. It's everybody's problem, everybody's business. When these things happen, we all stand up and speak out. Kind of from the same page as that picture that we saw yesterday of the youngster wearing the the monkey shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
For H&M. So is this the same kind of stuff? You'd think given all the attention to all of this stuff these days, that things like this wouldn't happen, or do they happen as a pressure relief valve?
Well, you know, we talked about this yesterday. I had heard that this was H&M, that it was the British version of H&M. Did you guys hear that? That this wasn't like H&M America, and that it was just a different notation, I guess, for Brits than it would have been
for people here. So are people too sensitive then, Jennifer?
I think it was in bad taste, certainly. I hate the fact that that shirt has different meaning for the boy that's inside of it. If this were a white kid in the shirt, no one would have said anything. They would have said, oh, little monkey, you're so cute. But it has different meaning, and that's terrible. And it makes me sad that that's immediately where our mind goes.
Yeah.
But, and I said that yesterday. But I did talk to someone who said that it was, at CRN, Debbie in my office said, oh, that was from Britain, and that seemed to be part of the rub with all of this, is that maybe there was some
too quick to judge when it comes to some of these. I don't think the Cincinnati thing is, there's no quickness about that.
I think there's a definite difference in intention there. These kids put these shirts on there and put the names on the shirts intentionally because they were bored and malicious. Mm-hmm. And
so I guess there isn't a single black kid that's on the team here. Right.
Well, Cincinnati is.
That's pretty implied because
Cincinnati's
I can't imagine
pretty,
that.
Is a pretty. There's a pretty solid line between the black community and the white community in Cincinnati.
Right.
Yeah, it's like Baltimore, the same, and St. Louis, and a lot of Boston. Hey. All right. Also from the dipstick department, I found this interesting. There's a nationwide health club chain that has pulled the availability to watch cable news networks from its TVs at all of its locations. Lifetime Fitness which has 128 stores around the country, posted on Twitter, quote, "The decision to remove the national cable network news stations resulted from significant member feedback over time and our commitment to provide family-oriented environments free of negative or politically charged content." So they've taken off CNN, Fox, MSNBC, and CNBC. I don't know about CNBC. I don't know what is on there that's politically charged, but anyway.
That's fine with me. When I was doing physical therapy after I broke my leg, I would be here all day, and then I would go there, and they would have, like, CNN or any news station on the whole time, and I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want to see this in my free time.
I have a lot of friends who've been complaining about gyms in New York City where they just need a break from all the political stuff, even though most people in New York City tend to be on the liberal side, so whatever the negative stuff is, you know, they all agree with, but it's still such a distraction, and so many people just want a total break from it. If their sanctuary time is the gym, they don't want to deal with politics.
I think there has to be an option. I would not join this gym. Ever, never, ever.
Do you want to work out and watch politics?
Absolutely, I do.
People,
because guess
what?
I have about 35 minutes in my life that is not covered by something where I have to be at a desk or behind a microphone. And those 35 minutes, sadly, are dedicated to me prepping for my program so that I sound halfway decent. And if I can't have access to cable news, I'm going somewhere else because I need it to see what's going on. And that, I mean, maybe that's just, I have a really highly unusual life and a highly unusual schedule.
Specific.
But there's no way that I could join this gym. No way.
Yeah, but my kind of issue with TVs in the gym anyway is that you put it on one channel and then everyone has to watch the same thing.
Right.
So if I go to a gym and they've got some random football game on, then I have to watch that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like if you need something specific, then you
want to have a choice.
Listen to it on your phone or something like that. Because
you bring your music, bring your headphones.
The gym I go to has, especially on the treadmills, they don't have these big screens on the wall. They have on the treadmills an individual television station that you can choose what you want, and I find that to be desirable. But I don't want to watch it, but if I have to, I won't go into a bar that has sports stuff. I'll go eat somewhere else. I don't want to watch all that stuff. I don't want the distraction. I want to be able to have a conversation with the person I'm in the bar with or the restaurant with and not be distracted by these screens all over the place. I remember going into a Paparazzi. There's a restaurant chain here called Paparazzi, and they have cameras. I mean, they have screens on all the walls. And so you're trying to have a conversation with somebody that may need to have substance or you may desire to have substance. And all this noise and the men around and women are screaming and yelling for the touchdown. I don't want that
atmosphere. It's called a sports bar.
You're in the wrong place.
But
a friend of mine, going back to the gym thing, a friend of mine right before Christmas had to break up a fight in the locker room at his gym, at his Equinox gym on the Upper West Side, because a Republican and a Democrat were watching TV treadmills next to each other and got into a physical fight.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy. So I kind of understand this gym saying that a lot of the members, this came from the members, not from the gym itself. The members said, enough with the cable news.
So, I don't know.
There obviously is
to
some
each his
need
own.
For
That's
it.
Why there are a lot of different gyms. And now you see these ads screaming out of the television or the radio, $1 a day or $10 a month. Come join now. Lose your weight. And people sign up for a year, and they go for a month, and that's it. That's what the gyms love. Sign up for a long time and don't show up again. Thank you very much.
January is the biggest month for enrollment in gyms. Yeah.
What's funny to me about this case, though, is that even though it came from the members, none of them, I guess, could decide to just not watch the cable news. They had to ban the cable news channels. Yeah. I'm like, you can't just turn it to, like, the Game Show Network and watch some Family Feud or something while you're working out. I don't know.
Well, that's what they've done. They've taken off the cable TV news, and they put other things on.
Well, I just think it's funny that the actual members...
It has to be a ban,
that the members couldn't decide amongst themselves, hey, we don't want to watch this, so let's not watch it.
Welcome to 2018. If we can't handle it ourselves, we need a rule. We need a governing body.
Need somebody to make the decision for us. All right, now we're in the gym. Let's go to the sports department and find out what Nike is doing with regard to the Olympics, Jennifer. What do we have for the Winter Olympics that kick off? Was it next month?
Yeah, just next a month away. Yeah. You're starting to see a lot of advertising on TV. This is where I totally tune out on the Winter Olympics. All right. Well, they kick off in South Korea in just a month. The Nike's revealed the official gear that American athletes will wear on the medal stand. Nearly all the medal ceremonies will take place in open-air arenas, and the temperatures are expected to be really cold, dipping below freezing. So athletes will definitely need to bundle up. So with that in mind, Nike designed a super-insulated jacket for both male and female Olympians. Lightweight but warm coat also comes with a removable bomber jacket. That's pretty cool. Mm. Nike designed boots that can withstand very cold temperatures. Both men's and women's boots will have a lace-free closure. That's very nice because, you know, athletes, they can do a lot of things, but they can't tie their shoes. The women's boots are slightly higher and feature built-in heat-reflective material. Yeah. It's hard to get down there, you know. Jeez. The official Team USA gloves are touchscreen compatible, and Team USA's podium gear is printed with lots of American flags and USA lettering. The good news for all of us is that Nike's Team USA medal stand collection will, of course, be available so you can cheer at home and protect yourself from the warmth. You can buy it online and in stores on January 15th.
The laceless shoes look like they're like sneaker boots. They're very funky looking. They look exactly like Back to the Future 2 when Marty McFly like hits the button and the shoes. It's really, they're actually really funky
are
looking.
Are they Velcro? Is that what holds them on? Is Velcro?
I don't know. I think they just sort of like you pull them.
It's like
and
a
it
hard,
tightens.
Stretchy. Yeah, it's like a stretchy material.
They are very funky.
Victoria, what's going on at Bellevue University?
Well, a guy named Don Byers is a golfer, and this spring...
Hey, Victoria, what's going on at Bellevue?
Right, I know, right?
A mental institution.
She's close to us in
New York,
so there you go.
Everybody gets shipped off to Bellevue.
Victoria is broadcasting live from her cell at Bellevue.
It's either the two important places are Rikers or Bellevue. That's Law and Order... That's the staple
it's
of
amazing. Law and Order. Victoria, for 3 hours can go without drooling, so that's really good work.
Jen, that's why I'm so interested in those laceless shoes, because that's kind of like part of my uniform anyway.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have them.
Right. Well, Don Byers is a golfer, and this spring he's 61 years old, and he will be a collegiate golfer. He'll be competing alongside teammates 4 decades younger than he is at Bellevue University in Nebraska. He said, people said there's no way I can do it, and when you tell me I can't do something, I'm going to try like hell to do it. So how this happened, he was on a golf course, a public course. He was paired up in a foursome with Rob Brown, who's the golf coach at Bellevue, and Rob Brown said to him, man, you're really good. I wish you had some eligibility left. And it turns out that Don Byers did have some college eligibility left, so he had to enroll in the university. He has to take classes just like everybody else, and so he, this spring, will be enrolled in English, communications, and history. He said, my academic advisor is younger than my kids. He said, they told me I ought to take recent history because I lived it. So the school's golf team was formed only 7 years ago, but by the second season, they're number one in the nation. And so his first team road trip will be to Vegas in March, and he said he's not worried, though, about breaking curfew because he said, at my age, I'm in bed by 8 or 9 anyway.
Cute. A cute story. Good. Thank you. All right. Let's speaking of cute and good, those of you who have taken interest in this trip that I'm taking with listeners to Hawaii in March, listen up, because this is a period of time that a couple of months. I think we're going on the 13th of March. So you got a little time to decide, but the trip is filling up. If you have interest, why don't you get on board? Start with a brochure that describes all of the things we're going to do to explore these beautiful islands of Hawaii. That's right, I said beautiful islands, because we will go to all of them. That's why it's taking 13 days, because we'll have days on all the islands, some more because they're bigger. But what a fabulous time of year to go. The weather will be pluperfect, just exactly what you think about weather-wise in Hawaii. The value here for the experience that you're going to have, $19.99, I think it's about $400 less than they normally charge for the same thing, but putting all these people together has given them a great deal of pleasure, and so they came up with this whole big package to bring listeners to this program over to Hawaii at a time of year when most people want to get out of wherever the heck they are. Matter of fact, we could go right now. It would be good. Check it out, 877-900-4574, 877-900-4574.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now 53 past the hour on the DJV show with Tech Talk. It's Tech Talk time. The focus this week has been, well, a lot of people that are technologists are fascinated with what's going on at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. It's Alexa battling the home, the voice-enabled home assistants. The war is on. Google has taken over Las Vegas promoting Home, trying to gain ground on Amazon's Alexa. Let's find out what's going on there. On the scene is Holland Cook.
BMW, Ford, GM, Nissan, VW, and Volvo say their robo-cars will be on the road in 3 years. Tesla's even sooner, but you won't be able to buy one until around 2025, and it won't be cheap. The first autonomous vehicles we'll see will be taxis operated by Uber and Lyft. And this technology will be huge for the trucking industry, which will platoon with a driver at the wheel in the lead, followed by unmanned and companion trucks. If you're driving a new car, you can already take your hands off the wheel when you parallel park. Sensors guide that process, and in the future can make robo-driving safer as cars talk to each other, feeding and reading the cloud. There's already a buzzword. V2V, meaning vehicle-to-vehicle data. And here's another buzzword, hyperlanes. Propose lanes in which intelligent cars travel in dense packs at speeds north of 100 miles an hour, a much less expensive system than building high-speed rail. Here this week, traffic is such a tangle that the Las Vegas monorail is still the best ride around the strip. At the 2018 Consumer Electronics Show, I'm Holland Cook.
All right, so Victoria, the CES show is bringing lots of technology to the surface. You found something that's wearable. There's a lot of wearable tech. What's this?
Mm-hmm. Well, this might be the smallest new wearable tech maybe ever made, and it's also one of the smartest when it comes to protecting your skin from the harmful rays of the sun. L'Oreal's new UV Sense is a tiny tracker that literally fits on your fingernail, and it's a little dot. It has enough tech in it, though, that gives you UV, pollen, humidity, temperature, and air quality levels. It pairs with an app on your smartphone, and it gives you reminders of when you need to put on more sunscreen, or if you've been in the sun for too long, it will tell you to get out of the sun altogether. This is supposed to be launching this summer, and I could see this easily being a huge, huge development in the sun care line world. Mm-hmm. L'Oreal says they hope to price it around $40, which is not that bad, and it will have limited release this summer before it hits shelves officially next year. But look for some very cool wearable tech coming out of CES just in general, but this one's specifically helping us with the sun care. That's awesome. Awesome. I love that. I think
there are 24,000 exhibitors in this thing. It's just amazing how much focus there is and all of the tech that's there, the people that are there. This is a bonanza for people watchers.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that L'Oreal, being such a beauty company, is getting into wearable tech. And I think that's probably a pattern that we'll see from a lot of different beauty companies.
Yep. Okay. So now, those of you who have been concerned, as we have been, about this battle on net neutrality will take note of what Victoria has on the update screen here.
Well, it looks like now individual states are introducing their own net neutrality protections, and they're possibly setting the stage for a battle with the FCC. On Friday, a Nebraska state senator introduced legislation to enshrine net neutrality rules at the state level to protect everything. And Nebraska is actually the first red state to introduce this type of legislation. It's not clear how likely the bill is to pass, but other states are also considering trying to protect net neutrality through legislation in California, Washington, New York, and Massachusetts. States like Illinois, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Iowa, and Connecticut have also signaled that they have interest in fighting the FCC's action in court. The FCC, though, of course, wants to block state legislation efforts, so they have argued that broadband is an interstate information service, and therefore states and local governments cannot undermine their decisions. This is going to be, I think, this is going all the way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. And the sooner it gets there, the better.
Yep, exactly.
Frankly, I think. Let's go back to CES for a second and the focus on, among other things, artificial intelligence. Alexa and some of these other, I don't know if you'd consider Alexa artificial intelligence or not.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, yeah.
Is it? Yeah, Siri and all those other things. But there's the folks, there's a new product that is being touted as a way to prevent suicide. There are a lot of young people who are, you know, the levels are as high as they've ever been, and digital, is it a factor? Is it because we have all of this stuff going on technologically that people are wanting to put an end to their lives? So now artificial intelligence is monitoring. There's this new kind of device monitoring. I thought that was pretty fascinating. That's on display at CES.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.